Welcome to today's deep dive. So today we are digging into this really fascinating G2M Insights report, tracking wireline broadband adoption across 82,000 U.S. neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's a massive data set.
Right. And our mission today is to figure out what truly drives households to buy internet. Is it the technology, the brands, or, you know, the people themselves? Because the most surprising finding right off the bat is that having more competing internet providers on your street adds literally nothing to adoption rates. It's like assuming having five pizzerias on your block makes you eat five times as much pizza.
Right, exactly. You only have one stomach. And yet, for years, the telecom industry just kind of assumed that cramming more providers into a neighborhood would, you know, automatically get more people online. It's a huge blind spot.
So if the number of logos on the street doesn't matter, what actually gets a household to buy internet? Because naturally, we assume we just need to build faster networks. Lay the cables, and they'll connect.
Yeah, that's the instinct. But the data totally proves we should be looking at who lives inside the house, not the cables passing by it. It's all about demographics, specifically income and college education.
Wait, really? So if a neighborhood isn't online, it's mostly because of their demographics, not just missing infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely. Those demographics explain about two-thirds of the variation from one neighborhood to the next. I mean, the baseline U.S. internet adoption rate is around 75%, right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty solid.
It does, but that average hides a massive divide. In the poorest neighborhoods, adoption just plummets to 59%. But then you move over to the wealthiest areas, and it shoots up to 89%. Income drives adoption way more than network availability.
I mean, I have to push back just a little here. You can't just hold up a college degree and magically connect to Wi-Fi. The physical wires have to matter at least a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the wires absolutely matter, but they function more as a strict baseline. Like, having basic cable internet available is the crucial threshold. That lifts a neighborhood's adoption by about 10.6 percentage points.
Okay, wow. So basic cable is the real driver there.
Exactly. But once that basic cable is there, the ceiling is effectively set. Building a brand new hyper-fast fiber network on top of that near full saturation, it only bumps adoption up by a tiny 2.7 points.
Huh. I guess that makes sense. Fiber is essentially a premium product.
Yeah.
If someone couldn't afford the basic cable internet, offering them an even faster, more expensive fiber option isn't going to change their mind.
Right. That's the exact mechanism at play. And it's also why fixed wireless, you know, those home internet hubs running on cell networks, adds literally zero to overall adoption.
Wait, zero?
Yep, zero. They aren't bringing offline households onto the internet. They're just offering a different flavor of connection to people who are already plugged in.
So if demographics set this hard ceiling on adoption, building fiber mostly just steals existing cable customers.
Yeah, you're not bringing new people online. You're just cannibalizing the incumbent's customer base.
So how do these internet companies actually grow then? If they can't grow the market through sheer technology, what are they doing?
Well, over the last 5 years, they actually coasted on this huge catch-up wave in lower income areas. The poorest neighborhoods saw a massive 15.4 point jump.
But wasn't that mostly fueled by the affordable connectivity program helping pay those monthly bills?
It was heavily subsidized by it, yeah. And, you know, that government program ran out of funds in mid-2024. Meanwhile, the affluent areas where pretty much everyone already has internet, they saw zero growth.
So in a wealthy suburb, since everyone's already online, is this basically just a zero-sum game of musical chairs?
That is exactly what it is. Almost all brands offer gigabit speeds now, so they can't really win on speed alone. It's a total turf war. The report highlights how brands like Altafiber and Breezeline are punching about 2.7 points above their demographic expectations.
Wow, so they are aggressively stealing those chairs.
Yeah, they really are. But on the flip side, you have a brand like Mediacom sitting 3.4 points below expectation.
Okay, so bringing this back to you, the listener, when your mailbox is just flooded with ISP ads, it's not because they invented some new tech. It's because they've hit a demographic ceiling and are desperately fighting over your specific subscription to survive.
Exactly. It completely reframes how we look at connectivity. It's a human metric dictated by wallets, not wires.
Which leaves us with a pretty provocative thought to wrap up on. With the affordable connectivity program subsidy gone and infrastructure growth hitting this absolute demographic wall, could we soon see America's internet adoption rate actually shrink for the first time?
It's a scary thought, but the data suggests it's a real possibility.
Definitely something to ponder.
Yeah.
So next time you see five pizzerias or internet providers on your block, remember they aren't expanding the appetite. They're just fighting for your slice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.